Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for today, Thursday the 28th of February, the last day of the month. There is nothing really to get involved with football-wise, not much happening at all. Spurs are now in the middle of their march onwards collapse. I led myself for a brief second to believe it wouldn't happen this season, but it is, and I can't see us getting a point at Arsenal on Saturday, and I still think 1.4 is a great price to lay for the top four with having to go to Liverpool and City this time of season. You know, everything else aside, momentum is a massive thing, and the way that they've lost the last two games, you know, it's to pick that up and start again is going to be very difficult, and Arsenal will be right up for the weekend knowing that they can now smell blood and a banging in the goal, so it'll be interesting to look at that match market nearer the time. But I think Tottenham at 1.4 for the top four with the fixtures they've got, having, you know, they've got to play West Ham, go to Liverpool, go to City. I don't think that it's going to be plain sailing at all. And I would much rather, not just as a Spurs fan who tends to look at these things with disappointment, but I would err that I think it's more than unlikely that they will get the top four than likely. Shambles last night, absolute shambles. Anyway, today I have a horse in the 5.20 at Kempton, handily drawn, won well, has won at Kempton, and it is Misu Pete, which is currently, it's 8.4, 9.8, so it's a weak market, so I would wait a little bit later. And that's 5.20 at Kempton, Misu Pete, looking to get about 20% out of that later on today. That should do a bold showing from the front, hopefully. I'm not saying it'll win because there's a couple of others that may well get it down, but it's only gone up a pound for an all-the-way win at Chelmsford. I expect it to get out handily from stall two and get in front, so I should hope to see that it does trade down quite quickly, hopefully. You know, you always need these things to go to plan. Golf, I am backing three players in the Honda Classic on Betfair. I'm backing them small, so these are going to be small stakes, but with a view to trade. I'm backing Webb Simpson at 26. He's actually just gone 25, but I've had a bit of 26. If you put 26 in, you may well get matched, but just keep an eye on it. It's 25 on the back, 26 on the lay. I am backing Byung-Hun Ahn, 50, and he is 50 to back, 55 on the lay, so it's still money there at 50. And Lucas Glover at 70. So I've got three there running for me that I'm just going to have a little bit on with a view again to trade. So I'll keep you informed on those over the weekend as we move through the tournament. I'm never too keen to get in early unless they have an absolute blinder tonight. But Honda Classic it is. Webb Simpson, currently 25. Byung-Hun Ahn, Byung-Hun Ahn is what they call him, is 50. And Lucas Glover is 70. I haven't had chance to look at the weekend football yet, so I've had issues, but I will get to that tomorrow, so I'll be back tomorrow. Had a read of Twitter at about 5 o'clock this morning, and there seems to be a whack job gate going on. And I had a quick read through, and I always come back to the same thing with these things. It's great that people spot them and spot that the guy's an absolute whack job and a con man, and why he does it, an attention-seeking idiot. But why people follow it and worry what others are doing. If a guy comes on there saying he's having 20 grand on football, who really cares? Worry what you're doing and what's getting on in your life. And I just think, I know social media's opened these doors to everybody's life, but I just don't get it, why people are so fussed all the time, what other people are doing. Worry what you're fucking doing and get yourself set up. People will be much better. You know, there's people going on there, oh, look at him, he's great, blah, blah, blah. What an absolute load of old shit. Worry what you're doing and get your own market sorted out and focus on what you're going to do. Everybody should just stop and make a plan today for what they're going to do going forward. Stop worrying what others are going to be doing all the time. somebody's revealed his real name, and those who've sort of followed that episode, Whackjob Kate on Twitter, if you put an I out of his name and put a U in it, you'd probably have it about right. But it's too easy. I mean, I don't get why anybody would screenshot fake screenshots. They say it's easy to do. I wouldn't even have a clue where to start. But I just find it staggering that somebody gets up in the morning and thinks, I know what I'll do. I'm going to pretend I'm something bigger than I am on Twitter to a load of imaginary people that I don't really know. And that's what they get their kicks out of. But people who follow it, I mean, you read two tweets from the guy. I spotted him on there a while back. And you read two tweets from the guy and you knew he was a complete and utter bellend. So why anybody would want to get sucked in by it, I just find it staggering. And, you know, he's off, by the sounds of it, he's done it before, and there's probably others on there, and he'll be back again under a different name. There's something wrong with these people, and just think for yourself a little bit. Have a look and think, why are you wasting your time and energy following people like that? Worry what you're doing. Don't even worry what I'm doing. Don't worry what anybody's doing. Worry what you're doing. Get up in the morning. What can you do to make your life better? What can I do to make my trading better? I just find it staggering. There's plenty of information free without following these absolute flipping nut jobs. Anyway, that was that. Just a bit of early morning reading this morning. So in the Honda Classic, it's Webb Simpson, Ben Hon Arn, and Lucas Glover. The horse is Misu Pete. Hopefully we get a bit of trading action out of that. Spurs are useless, and I will be back tomorrow morning when we've got a nice full weekend of action ahead. So have a nice Thursday, and I'll have all the FTS stuff ready as usual tomorrow morning for the weekend, and then I will do the podcast, and hopefully we'll have quite a bit of action and we can kick on and have a good weekend. And I fancy earning a good few quid this weekend. I've just got a feeling in my water. But yeah, have a good day, and I will be back tomorrow.